your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 78. Winds out of the southeast 10 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows dip down to about 59. Cloudy skies. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 69. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 73.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Today will be U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai's second day in Sorrento, Italy, where she's attending the G20 Trade and Investment Ministers meeting. She's expected to use the two-day conference to also hold bilateral meetings with other trade ministers on the sidelines of the event. Bringing reform to the World Trade Organization, where the U.S. continues to block the appointment of appellate court judges, was a key topic in the G20 summit last year, and the office of the USTR says it'll be a priority for Tai this year. She'll be calling for more transparency in government subsidies. After Sorrento, Tai will be traveling to Geneva to meet with representatives of WTO member nations, as well as the International Labor Organization, a United Nations agency that sets labor standards. The Biden administration showed Friday it's keeping the pressure on Mexico to lift its effective moratorium on approvals of biotech crops. Deputy U.S. Trade Representative Jamie White, while meeting with Mexico's Undersecretary for Foreign Trade, emphasized several ongoing bilateral issues, including Mexico's energy policy and the importance of Mexican authorities resuming authorization of agriculture biotechnology products, the office of the USTR said in a statement. Mexico has yet to approve a new ag trade since May of 2018, and the country recently published a decree stating that the country will outlaw the use of genetically modified corn for human consumption. And the new study by USDA's Economic Research Service finds that federal SNAP benefits support 279,000 rural jobs and increase rural economic output by nearly $49 billion. The increase in rural employment outs to about 1.18%, more than double the impact of SNAP benefits in urban areas, where the employment increase is about 0.5%, according to the study. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Police in Wichita say an 11-year-old girl was wounded in an early morning drive-by shooting this morning. Television station KSN reports that the shooting happened shortly after midnight in the city's Kenmar neighborhood. Witnesses tell police that someone in a black sport utility vehicle shot into a house, then sped away. Police say the girl was hit by gunfire and taken to a hospital with serious injuries, but she is expected to survive. Police say four other people in the home at the time of the shooting were not injured. Investigators say they have identified a suspect, but no arrests have been reported. Authorities are working to determine the cause of an apartment fire in Manhattan just before 2:30 p.m. yesterday. Fire crews were dispatched to the 1300 block of Marlette Avenue in Manhattan to respond to a fire. Upon arrival, crews found a two-story apartment building with fire on the first floor. Fire was extinguished within 5 minutes. The residents were not home at the time of the fire, and no injuries were reported. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
The Kansas Highway Patrol is investigating an accident that killed two women from Wichita and left a third woman with serious injuries. The accident happened about 5 p.m. Sunday near Peabody. The patrol says an eastbound pickup truck made an evasive maneuver to avoid oncoming traffic, went off the road, overcorrected, and struck an SUV when it came back on the roadway. The driver of the SUV, Latricia Phillips, and passenger Angela Daniels died. Both were 49. A 36-year-old passenger was taken to a hospital. The 18-year-old pickup driver from Wichita was taken to the hospital for minor injuries. The Barton County Sheriff's Office arrested a man for child sex crimes on Sunday. The Sheriff's Office said deputies were dispatched to a location just south of Great Bend on October 9th for the report of a sex offense involving a juvenile. During the course of the investigation, a suspect was developed and deputies arrested Gary G. Smith III, 33, of Great Bend. Deputies booked Smith into the Barton County Jail on charges of rape and aggravated criminal sodomy. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Tuesday. Authorities say a 70-year-old man has died in an apartment fire in South Central Nebraska. The Kearney Hub reports the fire happened Friday night at the Colony Acres Apartments in Gibbon. The Buffalo County Sheriff's Office says fire crews discovered the body of 70-year-old Bradley Osborne inside his apartment while fighting the blaze. Investigators are looking into the cause of the fire, but say no foul play is suspected in Osborne's death. Gibbon is about 13 miles northeast of Kearney. The Kearney Symphony Orchestra opening its 116th season with a Halloween-themed concert, Heroes and Villains. The performance is scheduled for 7:30 this evening in the Fine Arts Recital Hall on the University of Nebraska at Kearney Campus. And South Central Nebraska weather forecasters calling for highs in the 70s today. Much cooler tomorrow with highs expected only in the upper 50s. Mid-America Network News. Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Get started today at ready.gov/plan. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday. Jamie Anderson challenged the council that a charter ordinance adopted this summer was unconstitutional and should be repealed. She indicated that her research demonstrated that the way it was done was improper, noting that adoption requires a two-thirds vote or six council members, must be published at least 2 weeks, and also allow a 60-day waiting period for a petition. The revision, according to Anderson, shifted authority from the council that would have required 5 votes to hire or fire the chief of police, city clerk, or city administrator. She argued that as a result, allowing the administrator to fire the police chief was inappropriate. Seeking transparency, she urged the council to take action and make a motion to repeal the latest charter ordinance. City Attorney John McNish responded with a rebuttal and summary of a Wichita case regarding court costs that went to the Kansas Supreme Court, and noted a city ordinance dating back to 2011 that addressed procedures which included hiring or firing the police chief at will. He went on that the purpose of the most recent change was to allow the city administrator to hold employees accountable, and that supervisory procedures, which included hiring or firing, lie with the administrator. He went on noting that a 2012 position job description made the post management level McNish said the change this summer was a matter of holding the chief accountable. A brief back and forth as to the Farrah case versus the city of Wichita had Anderson again reiterating the charter ordinance most recently adopted was done incorrectly, again encouraging that it be done right. She asked for an attorney general opinion, which the council previously chose not to do. Mayor Jason Barnes, in a determined response, went on to say that he was juggling a 2011 code book that included employee job descriptions and a governing body handbook, and finally a charter ordinance. The 4-4 tie that he voted aye on was, in his opinion, an effort to distribute the power from the hands of the mayor alone. Todd Fry followed with a motion to have the attorney draft a resolution to rescind a previous decision, update the job description, fix the handbook, and related codes. The city attorney commented that the decision was made correctly, which prompted Fry to note the public perception was only what they see, and that needed to be addressed. Mayor Barnes cautioned that such action could result in future volatility with mayoral appointments. Fry responded that people feel their voices are being taken away. Bobby Pippiot presented the case that such a change could present other issues. Fry replied that he felt people are losing their faith. A call for transparency rose from the audience. McNish pointed out that personnel matters were confidential. In summary of the motion, it would rewrite the 2011 code book and related matters. After a lengthy discussion, the motion failed on a 3-5 vote, with Todd Fry, Terry Hughes, and Keith Beichman voting in favor, and Bobby Pippiot, Diane Schroeder, Parker Price, Colleen Behrens, and Kevin Throm voting no. Replying to Keith Beichman, John McNish said again that he saw nothing wrong with the 2011 code book as it's written. As a result, the recent actions by the council stand with no changes on that 3-5 vote. A Greenleaf man was sentenced Friday to two life prison terms in the deaths of a Topeka woman and her cousin. 34-year-old Richard Showalter of Greenleaf was convicted in Shawnee County District Court on two counts of first-degree murder, conspiracy to commit murder, and aggravated burglary in a July 2018 incident in Topeka where a home invasion led to the killing of 28-year-old Lisa Sportsman and her 17-year-old cousin, Jesse Polinski. Two other men, at least one with ties to the victims, was also convicted. Nemaha County Commissioners will meet in special session Wednesday, October 13th at 8:30 a.m. to discuss the hiring of non-elected personnel. Mona Wilhite, age 83, of Topeka, formerly of Frankfort, passed away Friday. Private family graveside service Wednesday at the Frankfort Cemetery, with the Padman Funeral Home and Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Mona Wilhite. Bonnie M. Harper, age 88, of Frankfort, passed away Wednesday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Padden Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge for Bonnie Harper. James E. Adair, age 85, of Hanover, passed away Saturday. Kinsley Mortuary and Hanover Mortuary in charge for James Adair. Violet I. Meyer, age 92, of Hanover, passed away August 3rd. Services to be held at a later date with Kinsley's and the Hanover Mortuary in charge for Violet Meyer. Mary L. Parks Double, age 92 of Pawnee City, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the First United Presbyterian Church in Pawnee City. Interment in the Salem Cemetery near Steiner. Harmon Wright Mortuary of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Mary Parks Double.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a low pressure system that will move into the central parts of the Midwest, mainly as we head into tonight during the overnight hours, bringing showers and thunderstorms with a chance for some severe weather. Lingering chances for tomorrow before we have clearing skies with just isolated chances as we enter Thursday and Thursday night due to the upper level system. We're definitely going to see some cooler temperatures behind the low, highs only in the upper 50s, it looks like, as we head into Friday. So across the area, sunny skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, upper 70s, wind gusts 25. Tonight, cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms into the overnight hours, some severe upper 50s. For tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms early, then clearing skies, highs only in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, 43. For Thursday, partly sunny, chance of storms, mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-October 71, record high on this date 94, the average low 46 and the record low 25. Sunrise this morning 7:34, sunset this evening at 6:53.
Have you winterized your backyard bird feeder yet? All about attracting winter songbirds today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, October 12th, the 284th day of the year. Opera singer Luciano Pavarotti and actor Hugh Jackman were both born on this day. There are plenty of cheerful songbirds that stick around through the fall and winter months. Here's a few tips to keep them happy at your backyard feeder. If you buy mixed bird seed, look for a higher percentage of sunflower seeds and peanuts and less milo, wheat, and grain byproducts. To attract finches, juncos, and woodpeckers, put out Niger seed. Tube feeders or net bags work best for Niger seed. And to keep the bossier birds like grackles and blackbirds from intimidating other songbirds, try safflower seed. Cardinals and chickadees love it, but the messy freeloaders don't. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more bird feeding advice at almanac.com.
You're not ready for football season until you've visited Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Show your Kansas State Wildcat pride, University of Kansas Rock Chalk Jayhawkness, or that you're part of the Kansas City Chiefs Red Kingdom with flags, tumblers, memorabilia, and more from Reflections.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. A big announcement as far as NCAA basketball in the Sunflower State. Wichita announced yesterday the start time as well as the on-sale dates for its matchup with Kansas State Wildcats at Intrust Bank Arena. It's the first men's basketball game in 17 years between the two in-state rivals, and it'll tip off at 5 o'clock on Sunday, December 5th. Tickets, which start at just $20, go on sale to the general public beginning at 10 o'clock next Friday. Fans can purchase online at selectaseat.com or by visiting Select a Seat box office at Intrust Bank Arena. Chiefs Kingdom, Kansas City Chiefs running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire will be sidelined for some time after suffering a sprained MCL in the loss to Buffalo on Sunday night. According to NFL Network's Ian Rappaport, the former LSU running back will miss a few weeks after the injury was determined to be less severe than it was immediately thought to be. Mid-America Network Sports.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP. The Las Vegas Raiders have a sudden vacancy on their hands after an embattled head coach, John Gruden, has resigned. KLAS-TV's Orko Manna has more.
John Gruden on the sidelines this afternoon.
The Las Vegas Raiders dealing with a major fumble. Head coach John Gruden stepping down after a scathing New York Times report detailing homophobic, misogynistic, and racial remarks Gruden made in emails sent over the course of many years. The Times reports that in several instances, Gruden sent emails using derogatory gay slurs to refer to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. In one email, Gruden said Goodell shouldn't have pressured a former Rams coach to draft, quote, queers, a reference to Michael Sam, a gay player who was picked by the team in 2014.
The Raiders special teams and assistant head coach will take over the Raiders on an interim basis. College football coming up this weekend. The Jayhawks and Texas Tech Red Raiders Saturday at 3. The Wildcats and the Cyclones at 6:30. Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State football fans, your Wildcats host Iowa State Saturday, October 16th in a night game at the Bill. Kickoff is set for 6:30 p.m. and it's fan favorite Harley Day. Tickets start at just $25 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Reserve your seats today at kstatesports.com or 1-800-221-CATS. Join us as the Cats host the Cyclones and we celebrate our K-State Trailblazers. Don't miss Big 12 football under the lights at Bill Snyder Family Stadium as K-State hosts Iowa State Saturday, October 16th.
Friday Night Football, join KNDY as we broadcast Marysville coming home to take on Clay Center in our Friday feature game, Jackson Heights at Valley Heights. K-Prep's pregame at 6 o'clock, TVL Roundup starts at 6:30, 6:45 pregame and a 7 o'clock kickoff. Marysville live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, and Valley Heights live on FM 95.5. Both games streaming live on KNDYradio.com and our free mobile app. Kansas State comes off the bye week to take on Iowa State with pregame starting at 4:30, and Kansas takes on Texas Tech with pregame starting at 2:30 here on KNDY.
Put coffee grounds and filters to work, improving your garden's beauty and productivity. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Recycle these morning discards in your compost pile or worm bin, or occasionally sprinkle the grounds on the soil surface of your indoor or outdoor container and in-ground gardens. Avoid adding large amounts at one time. This can temporarily tie up soil nutrients, making them unavailable to the plant. Incorporate larger amounts into the soil along with shredded leaves in fall, or add them to your compost pile. Once they decompose, these nutrients will be available for the plants. Although coffee grounds are acidic, they have minimal effect on the soil pH. They do, however, contain allelopathic chemicals that can inhibit growth in certain susceptible plants and prevent some seeds from sprouting. Once the coffee grounds fully decompose, this is not a concern. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
George Keeler noticed his horses wouldn't drink from this spot on the Caney River. The location is today an important site that draws visitors from around the world. We go to the banks of that river for a look ourselves on this edition of the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
William Johnstone and George Keeler changed the course of Oklahoma history when they struck oil in March of 1897. The pair didn't care much about the oil. Their real motivation was to get the railroad to come to Bartlesville.
They were here when the city was formed in 1897, just a couple of months before they blew the gusher. Because it was a very large sublease that was given to them by the Cherokee Nation, there was a great uprising about this big blanket lease that they got. So Congress went back the very next year and passed the Curtis Bill, which very much limited the amount of land then that they could continue to drill on.
They received 640 acres, and in the center of that land was the Nellie Johnstone No. 1, the well with which they struck oil. It was in commercial production for over 50 years.
In 1948, the city asked for them to shut in the well. It actually sits in the middle of Johnstone Park. The family sold the acreage around it to the city, so they shut her in.
Citizens erected a derrick over the well to mark the spot. Julie's group has built the third derrick to commemorate that important place.
This time it's an operating cable to a rig, and it gushes. And to the best of our knowledge, we've got the only operational gushing turn-of-the-century oil well in the United States, although she does not gush oil. She gushes nice, clean, treated city water.
The Nellie Johnstone also marked the city where giants in the oil business got their start.
Frank Phillips and J. Paul Getty, they got their start here. All these big names in the lineage of the oil industry in Oklahoma and the United States began here with people who weren't oil men at all.
Those city fathers, Johnstone and Keeler, struck oil, but they ended up getting what they really wanted as well. The railroad did lay tracks to their new town. Traveling the countryside in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCray.
If you want a prediction for winter, look for a woolly bear caterpillar. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Scientifically, the insect has no key to the forecast, but it's fun folklore as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Warm, sunny fall day, and you might see a fuzzy black caterpillar with a reddish-brown band around its middle. The woolly bear caterpillar, or woolly worm, is a beloved part of our fall culture as a predictor of winter weather. Legend has it if the red band around its middle is wide, the winter will be mild. If the red band is narrow, you'd better have the snow shovels ready. And if you see them inching their way south, that means they're running from colder weather. Jody Green is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. She says the myth picked up steam in 1948 by an insect curator at the American Museum of Natural History in New York City.
He collected woolly bear caterpillars for a number of years and measured their little midsection, that reddish area, and then he kind of tracks the weather patterns. Evidently, it's been debunked, so it no longer stands because there are scientific reasons why some of those bands are narrower and wider.
She says the width of the red band probably has more to do with past weather than future. Good weather conditions produce growing caterpillars.
The caterpillars have 13 segments. They can count the number of segments that are changing color. And so what happens is that as they age, they actually get a larger band. And so older caterpillars are going to have a larger red-brown band.
Even though there's no scientific evidence that caterpillars know something we don't, it's still fun to think along those lines. The insect is so popular, several towns in the United States and Canada have fall festivals to celebrate the legend of the woolly bear caterpillar.
Learn more about woolly bear folklore at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
4-H, for youth, for America, 4-H.
A salute during October, National 4-H Month, to our 4-H youth. From Kramer Oil and CJ Express, Prairie Valley Veterinary Clinic, and Radio KNDY.
Hi, my name is Isaac Height. I'm part of the Happy Harvesters 4-H Club. My favorite part of 4-H is the leadership skills it teaches you, and my favorite projects in 4-H is beef, and I like showing sheep as well.
My name is Lydia Wessel. This is my fifth year in 4-H, and I'm a member of the Wide Awake 4-H Club. I think 4-H is fun because you can do whatever project that you want. Our club enjoys doing activities together during the year. We have meetings and learn about our projects at project meetings. Ask someone that is a 4-H member how to join our local Colville Extension office. For information about joining 4-H, go here. Join today.
My name is Corbin Rush. I'm in the Home City Hustlers 4-H Club. It's my second year, and I brought Legos. I also brought a painting. I got a purple on my painting and reserve champion on my Legos. I'm looking forward to for more photography and paintings.
My name is Lena Taylor. I'm in the Wide Awake 4-H Club. This is my first year in 4-H, and I like the arts and crafts.
Hi, I'm Peyton Smith of the Sunflower 4-H Club. 4-H has been a good place to meet new people, learn new skills, and grow as an individual. I hope you'll consider making 4-H a part of your life, either by becoming a member, volunteering, or donating. contact your local extension office for more information on how you can make the best better with 4-H.
Hello, my name is Gwen Conti, and I'm in the Wide Awake 4-H Club. This is my second year in 4-H, and this year I really like to do my Lego project.
Hi, I'm Brian Baxter, and I belong to the Stick to It 4-H Club. 4-H is for youths aged 7 through 19, and it's a lot of fun, and I think you'd enjoy being a member. Call the River Valley Extension Office for more details at 785-325-2121.
Hello, my name is Norman Moss. I am from the Boston Boosters 4-H Club. This will be my sixth year in 4-H. My favorite project is arts and crafts because I love to draw. I also like showing pigs and calves.
A salute during October, National 4-H Month, to our 4-H youth. From Kramer Oil and CJ Express, Prairie Valley Veterinary Clinic, and Radio KNDY. Is your concrete looking a little rough? Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to complement your home or business. We offer stamped and stained concrete for a unique and custom look. Inline can also replace or add a concrete approach for your commercial building or farm shed. Call Inline today at 562-5525 for all your concrete needs.
The meteoric rise of the sorghum industry, today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The folks who own and operate the farms, ranches, and homesteads around the country deserve to be treated right when they need to buy tools or gear to do their work. The people at Gempler's Farm and Home Supply Company know that. It's why they treat customers like a neighbor, not a number. The owner and president at Gempler's puts his personal email address right there on the company website. Family-owned, independent. If that sounds good to you, maybe you'll shop Gempler's.com. Today, U.S. sorghum is one hot commodity, in part because China loves it. Tim Lust is CEO of the National Sorghum Producers.
2013, China did not exist in the sorghum market. 2021, China bought 80% of the U.S. sorghum crop. That's pretty dramatic. So from a new market standpoint, that's a pretty big deal. And obviously, it's had an impact on prices and an impact on acres, a lot of different things that have been a part of that.
Lust says sorghum's popularity is due in part to uses other than feeding livestock.
50% of the sorghum in the world is direct human consumption. When I started, I could honestly say there was about 12 people in the United States that ate sorghum.
Lust says sorghum has also gained ground in renewable fuels.
I think when we look at new markets there, it's not that our ethanol plants are going to change. It's what are our ethanol plants doing? And the exciting part for me is the plants that we work with, it's human alcohol, it's industrial alcohol, it's potentially jet fuel.
Lust also remarks on sorghum's role in a more sustainable agriculture model.
I will just say that from our industry standpoint, we fit it no matter which angle it's coming from. Is it carbon? Water. And then certainly soil health is something that we believe we fit in.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
If you are looking for a steady job with competitive pay and benefits, you're in luck. Tension Envelope has immediate openings for operators and adjusters at their facility located at 1601 Spring Street in Marysville. If you are detail-oriented and enjoy working on a team, then the operator position might be right for you. If you look at equipment and like to figure out how it works, then check out the adjuster positions. To learn more, visit tensioncorp.com/careers. That's T-E-N-S-I-O-N, corp.com/careers.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has on trade a like-new 2018 Silverado 1500 LTZ 71 pickup. It's a double cab, one owner, $35,200. They have a 2010 Silverado 1500 LTZ 71 4x4 extended cab, $13,900. Priced right, ready to go at the Nordis Motor Company.
Raising cattle is a business. And when your business needs a financial resource, we're a good company to call on. As your ag banking resource, we've gained a lot of experience over the years. Working with local producers, lending a hand. Talk to us. You'll be raising your livestock in good company. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the cooler weather slowly approaching into the Mid-America region and the state of Kansas, some of the thin cattle across the state may be having some issues with the colder temperatures. And the big question is now, what can we do about it?
This is really a great time for our cow-calf producers in the state to take an inventory and look at the condition of their cows before we get into the winter months of the year. And as those cows advance in the latter stages of gestation. So this is a great time to take inventory of our cow herds and also a great opportunity for us to put some additional condition back on cows if that's something that we need to do.
That's Justin Wagner, the beef cattle specialist for Kansas State Research and Extension Office, where he's got some tips.
Well, the first step might be separate those cows off, like we mentioned, but also look at some strategic supplementation, as I like to call it, where even if we turn those cows back out on some dormant native range grass, if we wean those calves post-weaning, we can put some condition back on those cows with some both protein as well as energy supplementation. And so really our target there would be to meet those cows' protein requirements as well as to provide some additional energy of those cows to put some gain on as well.
He also says to try to utilize as much cover crop or grain that may have dropped throughout the year.
And many times we do have grain drop in some of these fields. If we look at either a circle of corn or milo, there's some additional grain that may be left out there. In some regions of the state, we also have cover crops that can provide a great opportunity to put some additional condition back on those cows as well. So as we look at the fall month of the year, really it's a great time for our producers to take an inventory of the cow herd and put some additional weight gain back on those thin cows, even though it is a little bit of a non-traditional time of year that we think of supplementation.
That again was Justin Wagner with the Kansas State Research and Extension Office. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Truck, SUV, truck, SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expired Monday.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
This is an agribusiness update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Global food prices up 32.8% compared to September of a year ago. The Food and Agriculture Organization of the UN reports the monthly food price index averaged 130 points in September, up 1.2% from last month, also reaching a 10-year high. The increase largely driven by higher prices for most cereals and veg oils. Dairy and sugar prices also firm, while meat price sub-index remained stable. The cereal price index averaged 132.5 points in September, up 2.6 points from August and 28.5 points above the level of September of last year. Among the major cereals, world wheat prices increased the most in September, almost 4% from August, in some cases 41% on the year. Vegetable oil prices averaged 168.6 points in September, up nearly 3 points, while the dairy price index averaged 117.9 points in September, up 1.7 points from August. The meat price index, 115.5 points in September, virtually unchanged from August, and 24.1 points above the value a year ago. The legendary McRib will make its triumphant return to McDonald's this fall. You can grab one of those pork sandwiches beginning November 1st for a limited time, as they always say, at participating restaurants. The McRib made its debut 40 years ago and quickly became a fan favorite thanks to the unmistakable flavor of that seasoned boneless pork patty slathered in barbecue sauce and topped with some slivered onions and dill pickles and on a home-style bun. The McRib started as a regional favorite following its 1981 debut in Kansas City, then launched into international fandom when it was paired with the promotion of a major motion picture, along with innovations like McRib Jr. It's now become an international sensation in Germany, New Zealand, and France. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Don't get green with envy because your neighbor grills better than you. Get the Big Green Egg from Hometown Lumber and Hardware and turn up the heat in your backyard cook-off. This baby is a grill, a smoker, low and slow roaster, and an outdoor oven all in one, providing you with some of the best tasting dishes on the block, in the neighborhood, or even the entire town. See the selection of Big Green Eggs at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville. By shopping local, you do make a difference.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
When there's frost in the forecast, pay attention to what your livestock are grazing on. Some forages become toxic when they're nipped by the cold. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Conterra Ag Capital isn't just another lending institution. We are a nationwide network of ag experts ready to meet the financial needs of farmers and ranchers in rural America. Conterra understands ag loans are never one size fits all. We listen to our clients so we can get the whole picture, not just numbers on a spreadsheet. We are there with boots on the ground. Conterra, real people, real ag experts. Visit ConterraAg.com to learn more.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Forage crops such as Sudangrass, sorghum, and sorghum-Sudangrass hybrids will build up a toxic gas called prussic acid, which is poisonous to cattle and sheep. Signs include staggering, labored breathing, spasms, and foaming at the mouth. They can die within an hour if not treated. There are steps you can take to prevent it. If you haven't had a frost yet, avoid grazing on nights when there's a chance for frost because the toxin will develop in the plant within hours. Rebecca Vitito is an extension field agronomist at Iowa State University. She also recommends not grazing any wilted plants or new regrowth coming from those plants.
When it's developing that new regrowth is going to have really high potential levels of that prussic acid. We want people to wait to graze until that new growth is at least 18 to 20 inches or 24 to 30 inches for like sorghum sudangrass. Now, sometimes in the fall, like in Iowa, you know, if it's not that tall, you know, once we have that light frost, I don't expect those warm season annuals to grow a whole lot more.
Your next option is to stop grazing the forage and harvest it to feed later.
You know, if you were to mow it and let it dry, those forages should be safe to feed within 5 to 6 days after being dried. So that would be one potential option there. You could also chop it for silage. And then if we wait the proper time, usually we want to delay feeding that silage for at least 8 weeks after ensiling. That's also going to greatly reduce that risk.
I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about prussic acid and frosty forages at agriculture.com.
One trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville will get you all set to vaccinate your cows and calves. They have the vaccines you want for protection from respiratory infections, black leg, pink eye, and pneumonia. Valley Vet also has combination shots to save time and stress on the calf. And vaccines for pregnancy protection will help ensure a better calf yield next year. See Valley Vet Supply in Marysville to help you get ready to vaccinate. Open Monday through Friday 8 to 8, Saturday 8 to 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 5. Or order online at valleyvet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Tuesday today. Definitely a correction in the markets as we see some drastic numbers with some big downward trends for corn and soybeans right now. Wheat kind of hanging in the balance as well, going up into the green as we see the U.S. Department of Agriculture's reports coming out through for the month of October today. And most of the numbers for production and yields are up compared to what the anticipations were. And with more of those products in the market, we're seeing those numbers drop for the daily trading right now. But as we look at the acreage yield and production for corn across the nation, we are seeing those higher than what we've seen in previous seasons. Is right now for the planted, we are up near 2.9% compared to the previous year. Harvested, we're up about 3.5% compared to the prior year. Yields are up nearly 3% from the previous season as well. Production of corn across the nation still up near 6.5% compared to last year. The state of Kansas did show up a little bit higher than projected and higher than what we've seen in the previous season as well, near 1.4% higher compared to the previous month for the month of September. And corn right now is responding in the markets, down 10.75 for December corn at 522 and a quarter. The March is down 10.5 at 531 and three quarters. Soybeans had some pretty drastic numbers as well when it came to the planted. They're up about 4.7% compared to the previous season. We're up about 4.6% harvested acres right now. Yield is up about 1% compared to last season. Production-wise, we're up near 5.5% compared to the previous season as well. Kansas doing relatively well when it came to percent compared to this time last month, as Kansas is sitting roughly 5% higher from what we saw in production-wise of soybeans compared to the month of September. Soybeans for November are down right now 29.5 points at 1198 and three quarters with their correction. Overall, U.S. dollar index not doing too bad today for December. They're up 22 cents right now at 94.55. 30-year bonds are in the green by a point at 158.
At Midwest Kia, we're helping you solve all the problems that everyone is talking about when buying your next new vehicle. Have you been told there are no new cars out there? No problem. Have you been told you have negative equity? No problem. Have you been told you have bad credit? No problem. Maybe you've even heard you can't get a great deal on a new car. At Midwest Kia, we solve all of these problems for you. With over 300 new Kias, certified pre-owned Kias, and used vehicles, Midwest Kia has the deal and the car, truck, or SUV for you. And we want to get you approved. If you have $600 cash or trade, you could be approved for a brand new Kia today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Simple, transparent, and fast. A better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and bill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
KNDY 95.5 is your home for today's best country. Great songs from Blake Shelton, Carrie Underwood, Luke Bryan, and tons of others. But what about the legends of country music?
Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied.
If you're hankering for some Hank,
why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
Waiting for some Waylon?
Tell me one more time, just so I'll understand. Are you sure they've done it this way?
Or even giddy for some Willie?
Blue skies smile at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see.
Flip on over to AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
So walk the line and tune into the Legends of Country on AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Full-time Legends of Country Music from KNDY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.